Now, on the line, speaking of jobs, I am joined by Paula Fitzsimons for Back for Business. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning. I'm extremely well. And of course, those graduates could also think about setting up a new business for themselves, not just getting a job with somebody else.
Absolutely, Paula. I totally agree. What a great idea. Now, Paula, can you tell us all about this initiative, which is for returning emigrants who are early stage entrepreneurs? Who are you looking for exactly?
Now, what we're looking for is those who've spent at least a year abroad. So not just that you've had a holiday abroad, right? That you've lived and travelled abroad and you've come back to Ireland in the last 3 years. Ideally, you've returned already and you're thinking about setting up a business, or you have in recent times set up a business. Right?
Okay.
And that's precisely the type of person we're looking for. So returned emigrants who are early stage entrepreneurs. And they could be setting up any type of business. It could be in the sports area, it could be consulting, it could be brand products, you know, in different types of areas. And often you find when people have been abroad, they have the experience of another culture, another country. They may see opportunities there that, oh gosh, that product or service wasn't available when we came home or wasn't available at home. And the other thing is, because they're moving home, and often they're moving home to be near a family. That's usually the reason. They're coming back to Ireland, to home. And because they don't necessarily have a job to walk into, they often think about, what do I do? Will I look for a job or will I start a business? And it's those that are starting a business or have recently started a business that we're focused on and want to help.
And how do you help these returning emigrants? How does it work?
The way we help is we know very clearly what their main pain point is, if you like. In other words, it's very lonely being an entrepreneur anyway, but also when you've returned and you've spent many years out of the country. Last year the average was 11 years out of the country. Now I'm saying to you they only need to be 1 year out, but what we found is that people coming on the program are often several years out of the country, and their personal friendship network and their professional and commercial network has all gone soft. So what we do in the first instance, we help them find a tribe. These are other people who share your experience of having been overseas and now coming back, starting a business. Practically then, when they apply, and I'll tell you about the application process in a moment, if they're selected, and it's a competitive process, they join a group of 8 others on what we call a round table with a lead entrepreneur. That's somebody who's a volunteer and has a successful business themselves. I mean, one of our lead entrepreneurs who lives in North Dublin, in fact, is Thomas Ennis. So he owns, you know, a series of retail stores across Dublin. And he'd have about 200 people employed. And he's mainly in the convenience area and artisan food and in the forecourts. And someone like Thomas selects the 8 that he'd invite to his round table, where he sees he can give value added, and encourages them to support each other and shares with them his insights and his experience. So it breaks down the psychological isolation on the one hand, focuses those who get involved on growth and getting that business up and running, and they support each other. And often a challenge that one will have found, another will have a solution for it, because they also, where did you get your website done? It's terrific. Who did it for you? How much did it cost? Somebody else might say, do you know there's money available from your Leo to help you on that? So they're very much helping each other. It's peer support. And those volunteers are lead entrepreneurs. They're not academics. They're not consultants or professional trainers. They are entrepreneurs themselves. So they have walked the walk that these new entrepreneurs hope to journey along.
This is really something. It's really great. I mean, the benefits to people are incredible that you offer. You know, I'm sure you help them with their action plan for their business. You know, as you say, the round table sessions with people who are successful through their own businesses and give advice and encourage. We all need a bit of that. And how do you get into, how do you apply, or is there a time limit? Explain to our listeners who are listening, who are interested in this, how they can get involved.
So the first thing to do is go on the website, Back for Business, and spell it all out, backforbusiness.com. And they can register their interest on the website. And we will immediately send them out an application form. It's not particularly difficult, the application form. And there'll be no pitch and no interview involved. It'll just be the application form and all done online. And I would say to your listeners, it may be themselves, or it may be that they know somebody that this would be just right for. And I would say to them to be the ambassadors, to go out and spread the word about the opportunity, because it's at no cost. So there is no charge to anyone who's selected on it. Thanks to our volunteers who are lead entrepreneurs, and also the Department of Foreign Affairs, who have this initiative in place to support their diaspora who are returning to Ireland. So nobody will be charged anything for it, to get this quality of support. And to give you an idea of the sort of outcomes we get. So these are all very early stage entrepreneurs. And if I look at the group last year that went through, they grew their revenues by over 100% and in the 6 months. And that was partly because new people started to trade, and those who were already just beginning to trade accelerated their growth. So they were up to they grew their revenues to 3.1 million, 40 odd of them between them. So that's really substantial growth, and there was 32 jobs created. So it's both value added in the Irish economy, but more than anything else, it's the person fulfilling themselves, finding a new role for themselves now that they have returned to Ireland.
Brilliant. It's networking, basically, isn't it? And encouraging and growing and all of those buzzwords. And you're doing it through Back for Business. Now, do you have a telephone number as well, just in case?
Sure.
Yep.
So it's a Dublin number. It's 01845070. 48450770.
Great.
Okay.
Brilliant.
And info@backforbusiness.com. Happy to answer any queries.
And
right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, there's plenty of information on the website. There's profiles about people who've done it previously. So that, you know, if you're thinking about it yourself, you can read about others who've done it. I mean, I was thinking this morning, because I knew that you and I were going to talk, Victoria, and I was thinking, like, do I know others in this area? Declan Trainer, for example, he's in Sutton. He's a performance trainer helping individuals and corporates to get the best from themselves. He came back from Brussels. Emily Horgan's Malahide, she came back from London. She started a company, eHorg Media, which is basically looking to add a commercial overlay to creative content. She previously worked for Walt Disney in London. Kieran Branigan, Forefront Sports Management, looking at sales and marketing, events and athletes, particularly in the golf area. But that just gives you the range. Like, and these are all people in North Dublin. And I would say that among your listeners and those listening, to spread the word about the opportunity, because it's not just nebulous. It's not just, networking and a bit of meeting around a table. Because we focus on goals and milestones, it helps the person to achieve their goals and their milestones to accelerate the start and growth of their new business.
It sounds really fantastic. And are the places limited, Paula?
There'll be up to 50 places available. It is competitive because we get more applications than we have places available. But I would say get your application in early, read about it on the website, look at the brochure, and apply, because if we can, we'll support you.
Okay, and where does it take place?
It will take place really depending on where the lead entrepreneur is. So there'll be roundtable sessions held in Dublin and maybe others down the country, but there'll certainly be several held in Dublin. And The idea is that the first day, which will be on the 30th of January, will be a full day, and we will have a sort of launch forum at the beginning of it so everybody understands what it's about and what they've signed up to, as it were. And then in the afternoon, they'll have their first round table. And then there will be a round table which lasts for about 3 hours once a month for the next 4 months. And in June then, again, a full day round table in the morning and celebration in the afternoon. So it only takes a half day of people's time plus the travel to and from, but it is more than worth it. And because they set at the very beginning their goals and milestones, they're tracking those each month and reporting back to the group on how they're getting on. They're celebrating each other's wins, and then when they meet challenges, they are together helping the person how to overcome those challenges.
Great support, and it just sounds like a recipe for absolute success if you are in the position and you want to get help after returning from being abroad. And speaking about people coming back to Ireland, are there many people coming back to Ireland? Because, you know, we're hearing about the housing crisis and all that that brings, and people leaving the country after getting their degrees and thinking, I'm not staying here, I can't afford to rent, I can't afford to buy a house. So people are coming back.
Oh yeah, people are coming back, all right. But it often is. Ireland, I mean, people in Ireland travel. So many people choose to go abroad for a number of years to gain experience and also to see some part of the world. And often when they've been gone for a number of years, and perhaps for reasons of family, their parents are becoming more elderly, or perhaps they have children themselves and they want to raise them in Ireland, and they come back home. And that is the pattern that we're seeing on back for business. I don't have the overall statistics for you in terms of the numbers coming back, but I know that we see numbers every year who are delighted that they came back and delighted that they found back for business. Because interestingly, this year, which is the sixth year that we have run this initiative, we have started a community for those who've completed back for business cycle previously, because we didn't realise that people would want to stay connected to the initiative because they were getting so much support from it. We thought they'd just come back and integrate back in, and then our work was done and we'd move on to the next group. But no, we can now say to people, if you are selected for Back for Business, get involved for the 6 months, that we can offer you, should you wish, that you can stay connected to the initiative and continue to be supported, all at no cost to yourself.
Fantastic. It's just an all-round great way of getting together, sharing your experience and helping people succeed. That's what it sounds like to me. And I'm sure that there will be a lot of people who will get involved after this interview. And I will put up the podcast on our website and send you the link so you can share it and spread
That's
the
perfect.
Word, Paula. Yeah, absolutely.
We will do that.
No doubt about it. And maybe you'll come back on and tell us how it's going when you start on the 30th of January.
I would be delighted to tell you. And I can tell you who's involved from North Dublin at that stage.
Brilliant. Yes, absolutely. Because it's important to know that... people are doing well and getting on with it, and that Back for Business is growing and being a success and continuing to be a success. So Paula, is there anything else you'd like to talk about before I finish up with you?
No, I think it's more than anything else. We're saying this is an opportunity. Avail of it. Particularly if you're trying to start a business. This is a way to get support, to reduce your wondering, where can I start? What supports are out there for me? We will fill all those gaps in your knowledge. Get on the website, backforbusiness.com, register your interest, we'll get you an application form. Thanks to the Department of Foreign Affairs, no cost for anyone selected.
Brilliant, Paula. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Northside Today Show, and I will talk to you in the new year.
Happy to do it, Victoria. Thank you for your
Great.
Interest.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
And very best of luck with everything. Thank you.